Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi everyone, 176 episode TBI. So yeah, that all wrong, every word in the wrong place on that sentence.
TV76I. Just trying to sort my barnet out. It's hard in a camera because that side is that side.
Yeah. And also you don't know your left from your right.
Oh, yeah.
it's much harder for
I'm
you.
I'm trying to cover up this ball patch.
It's much harder for you because you're a dingus.
I'm a dildo. I'm a bing bong.
Yeah, I find it really hard because I'm dumb as shit.
I struggle with life because I'm thick.
Yeah, that would be the next wave, innit? You know, people now.
I identify as thick.
Well, you know, I know this sounds like I'm being like mean about people, but you know, at the minute, a lot of discussion online are sort of, you know, somebody will say something and people are like, well, you know, it's really hard for people with ADHD. And it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, but I wasn't talking about you, was I, you fanny?
Oh, no.
But the next one will be just, we've got to sort of, you know, be a bit careful with our language because dumb people are upset.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand that it's really hard for me to do my taxes because I'm fucking stupid.
And the tax people have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. I just got off the phone to HMRC. They didn't seem to understand that.
You could appeal parking tickets. Sorry, I'm as dumb as shit.
I'm a dumb ass. Sorry, man, you got to let me off. I'm dressed like such a dad today. North Face, not North Face.
Homeless dad.
This isn't even my North Face. I've got a Columbia fleece on today.
I wore a Mac today.
Well, I've got my Patagonia waterproof windbreaker over there. And I'm actually wearing a pair of Skechers. Do you want to see the Skechers?
They're sketchy.
Hey, there we go. Look at that.
They look kind of comfy, mate.
Well, this is a... They're sort of a...
When I'm your age, I might get some.
What, if you lose some years? I bought these Skechers years ago. Almost ironically, Skechers have never been in. But I saw them. And they're so big and garish and orange and like... And I thought it'd be ugly. Quite funny to buy. Yeah, they are ugly. They're gross. But I bought them sort of ironically as like a funny Skecher.
Skechers
are such a middle-aged woman.
But no one gets the irony.
60-year-old woman train. No one gets the irony. I'm just a bloke wearing Skechers.
Just an old bloke.
Especially when I'm wearing it with a fleece. I've just turned into the thing I was taking the piss out of. But fuck, they're comfortable, man. So warm.
That's what it's about,
really.
They're
a good winter trainer.
That's why I get running trainers, because they're comfy and I can run away quickly.
So you can run away from all your kids.
And I can move if I need to. Get everything in my pockets I need. Transatlantic. Can move anywhere in the world and anything on me.
I almost
in my bum bag.
It's always got your passport in. That's all you need, passport and cards. I I was looking up porn. Sort of, like, I know it's sad. This is, it's not an age thing, I think. It's just a, when you get to a certain age, you become more mature with your purchases, right? I was looking up good
old porn.
I don't watch much porn at all. I'm going to say that it's very rare.
It's on the train.
Yeah, and it's sort of, I just tend to watch it, you know, on a big screen, a projector at home.
Break into a cinema, plug it in.
I watch it when I'm getting lifts to gigs with other comedians.
So the Uber driver don't speak to you.
It's right if I just watch a bit of fucking
sometimes
scat
I just
porn.
Put the audio on my car. Stick a CD in.
You say to the person you're giving a lift, you're right, it's just all right, yeah? It's
like, you've been gigging long? Busy this weekend?
Should go to Edinburgh.
That was Eddie. Snow!
Oh, sorry, I just find this gets me in the mood for a gig.
Gets me pumped.
But yeah, but in terms of porn, I'm sure I've said it on here before. I don't watch, never watch any like new porn.
Yeah.
I only watch...
newborn.
No, but I mean like 90s sort of high-end...
The classics.
The classics, yeah.
I prefer the more amateurish.
I don't like the amateur one. I don't trust that everyone's like that in it for the right reasons.
Garden.
Right reason sounds wrong, but like I want to know everyone's getting paid a good load of money.
But then, amateur porn is the couple want to do it.
If it's definitely amateur, if they're definitely
yeah, I don't
legit.
Mean like they've got a gun next to their temple. With tears down their face.
What I mean is, how do you know...
You see the abduction.
How do you know
that's
real...
the lead up is
how do you know they're a real couple is what I'm saying,
because it's my mum and dad.
They're both wearing wedding rings.
They both look at the camera and go, hi, what are you doing?
But that's what I'm always a bit...
Well, you can tell like they're a real loving couple.
But that's what, surely you watch a lot of porn, they're acting at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I don't like about the professional
porn,
because it feels like
fake.
Yeah,
I see. I need it to be fake. I don't want it to be real.
The woman's going, "Oh God," when she's like giving a blowjob, and like, shh, shh, baby, come on, shh, bring it down a bit.
God,
bring it down.
No, but I don't like porn. I don't find porn very good or entertaining, or I don't really. I obviously see the appeal. I understand the appeal on a logical level, but it's not.
I have slowed down a lot, actually. I was getting a bit fucking problematic. Years ago, I went to a SLA meeting with somebody because I was just doing
SLA.
Sex and Love Anonymous.
Who's a love addict?
I don't know. They call them that, I guess. It's basically just...
Fuck off.
But when there was with another act, he wouldn't want me to name
it. Saying you're addicted to love is like something you'd say when you're a horrible cunt who's just broken someone's heart.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
You're having an affair. But see, the thing is, I'm just a love addict. So
I'm
in love with like loads of people at once. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's not true love, I guess, they're talking about in these meetings, is it? I only went to like two or three. And I gave up porn for like 3 weeks. I didn't have a wank.
Really?
Yeah.
What,
then I just busted over romance. But I've gotten the full
Notebook.
Exactly. But what was I going to say? Like, yeah, in lockdown, I remember I just did so much. And in the end, like, you go the full circle. Like, in the end, you just like something romantic.
Do you
get addicted to it?
I think you could be addicted to anything in a way. Like, yeah, people definitely. Could get addicted to shopping, can't they? But it's not like a real, like heroin addiction, is it?
You're
not.
It doesn't sound like a proper one.
It's more like you're managing your emotions and you're kind of just distracting from real issues.
And it's I think there's certain ones that are definitely not as destructive. Yeah. I'd say in that a shopping addiction, if you end up like, you know, rinsing out all credit cards because you're obsessed with buying, that can be financially destructive. But that's when it's extreme. I think most people have a slight, in the modern age, I think most people have an element of a shopping addiction in that.
Yeah,
we are
obsessed
with consumption. Because
it's so easy online as well.
Yeah, but it's just consumption. You're constantly out. You go out now, like, I'm sure even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, people could go out in the morning, be out most of the day and not spend money. But now, if I go out, I walk past a coffee shop, got to get a coffee. I walk past a fucking H&M, I have to have a mooch around it. Like, I just constantly just you know, and you end up just buying yourself little things.
That's why,
and I'm sure it's a distraction.
Primark isn't as damaging, is it? Cause like,
I suppose, but it is to the children that make the stuff. So yeah, that's why I don't buy that shit.
They should. They should. They're. That's their addiction.
I've
isn't
recently,
it?
And this. I've basically, because my wife Hannah's been working quite a lot. Mm. I've been, me and Twyla have been basically spent a lot of days just us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we go out and about on little adventures, and she loves charity shops because it's like a jumble sale, isn't it? It's just loads of shit to rummage around. She likes running through all the clothes and stuff. But also a lot of charity shops have this things where they've got a toy bit and there's a bucket of just little toys, random weird shitty toys for like 50p. And that's like, Twyla loves little things.
Christmas sorted.
But you know how toddlers love little things?
Yeah.
They're obsessed with little tiny things. So she will just rummage through this thing and find something that she likes. And it's 50p and it's a bit of a laugh. I mean, it's just a bit of fun
take
for her.
Take it out of her pocket money.
Yeah. But like yesterday, or 2 days ago, she found a tiny skateboard in it. And we bought that for 50p.
Like
now,
a fingerboard.
Yeah. And she just puts her toys on it and pushes them around. It's quite a fun little thing. But since we've been going into these charity shops around like two in Mitcham and places like that, where we go on our little mooches, Wimbledon, I've just had, while she's looking through the toys, I'll have a little look at the men's clothes. You find some absolute crazy things. Like I found a black Levi's denim jacket that is perfect. There's not a blemish on it, and it was 20 quid, and it is such a good fit, and I was like, I'm fucking having that, and it's wicked. Just give it a wash, you got yourself like a perfect. I would have dropped 100 quid on that before. Do you know what I mean?
The ones in Blackheath though, that Levi jacket would be that. I saw a jacket in there, 120 quid.
Yeah, that's not on.
There's and this is no bullshit either. I put it on my Insta story. There was a pair of trainers for 300 and something.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember we talked about this. It's mad
in a charity shop.
That's like unacceptable. I saw a Stone Island like
that's
Mac,
Blackheath though. Yeah,
in one in Tooting, and that was 80 quid. The and Stone Island jail. Stuff is so expensive.
The guy is some football hooligan. I used to have a Stone Island jacket. Actually.
I've got a Stone Island t-shirt. Yeah. They're so expensive. But yeah, I'd like Stone Island Max, a big thing. It was like 80 quid, which actually for a Stone
That's
Island
about,
coat.
Probably about 400 quid or something.
Oh, easily, yeah. So, but yeah, it's been quite a little. That's been the last sort of 2 weeks. We've had little rummages around. I also found a Nudie Jeans grey sweatshirt for £6.
What's Nudie, the brand?
That's the ones I wear, the jeans I wear.
Ah, and you can get free alterations forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to send us some, weren't they?
Were they?
Yeah, don't you remember? Before lockdown.
Fuck.
Then lockdown happened.
Shit. How do we get back in touch with them? Nudie. If anyone from Nudie is listening, please send us jeans.
Send me some jeans.
They've got I like the names of Nudie jeans. The different
loose
cuts.
Crotch area.
Have you ever worn a Nudie jean, Lucas?
No, I've never.
What's the difference?
What's different about them?
Yeah.
They're very well made. They're not sort of like, you know, you've got sort of tiers of jeans, haven't you? You've got the top end.
Got tears on my jeans.
You know, there's that, there's sort of the Edwin types that are like 130, 100, oh, 150 quid a pair. They're made of that Japanese denim. People are always talking about them in our WhatsApp group, jeans for some reason. Them ones are very well made. The sort of, is it selvedge denim or something it's called?
Salvaged or
selvedge. S-E-L-V-E-D-G-E.
What's that bread I mean?
The next, I don't know, it's a special type of Japanese denim, I think. But then you got the next one down is like a very, very well made denim, like a Nudie. And these are about £120 a pair. Free repairs for life. And then the next down, you've probably got your Levi's. You know, a good pair of Levi's would cost you 70, 80 quid. And they're very good. They'll last forever. You know what I mean?
I ain't had
and after that,
years, man.
After that is when you get into your dog shit sort of, you know, H&M
Primark,
shit.
Yeah.
I haven't got
30,
my Primark.
£40 for a pair isn't good.
No.
And then you've got your Primarks, which are like 20 quid and
I've got
crap.
I've got my 100 odd pound jeans on today.
Who? What is it? What brand?
I don't know. I think they're, what are they?
Raw. G, is it G Raw?
G Star
Raw. But... yeah, I like what I like about the Nudies. They've got good names for their cuts. Every kind of got different cuts of shape. So I think these are a Lean Dean. Then you get like Slim Jims. You'd probably want a Slim Jim tapered.
Might get that, yeah.
Yeah.
I like a bit of ankle showing. I don't know why. I like the breeze on it.
Shout out to the boy.
Like you're a woman from the 1800s.
Yeah, exactly. Just flash a bit of Angkor. Hello, boy.
What was that stripper, Betty Page? Was that her name? Yeah?
Was she a stripper?
Betty Page, was it?
It was Betty Page. Can we bring up a picture of Betty Page, please?
Oh, I might have the name wrong.
Model. Queen of the pin-ups.
Yeah, Queen of the pin-ups.
What about her?
This is my sort of era of porn that I watch.
She was a Langer, bruv.
What was... Oh! Oh, I do think I know who you're talking about. I think there was a film made about her.
She a ting, bruv.
She is lovely. What a lovely looking lady. But... what were we talking about? Oh, talking about, so yeah, secondhand jeans. But yes, get yourself a nice pair of jeans. I don't mind a bit of. There's certain clothes I think secondhand is all right.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like Levi looks quite good.
Like a nice,
warm.
Yeah, Levi's jacket. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's denim's all right, isn't it? It's meant to last forever. So obviously, unless you just sort of get buried in it, it should
looks
essentially
good,
be
bit tatty,
revived.
I get pretty much all my stuff secondhand.
Where yeah. do you...
Charity shops.
Yes.
Thrift stores, like vintage shops. Mm. Everything you can get, jeans, jackets.
Vintage seems expensive,
pants.
Though.
Yeah,
shops.
I think there's a... pants.
Toilet roll. Dildos.
Toothbrush.
Flannels for your face. I just find them in the garbage. just cut them off old jackets.
I'd like that to be, because obviously I think, you know, your generation sort of, I reckon are learning that that's a better way of doing it than, you know, the last 10 years has been all fast fashion, yeah. Like Boohoo and fucking shit like that, ASOS, you know, so I think hopefully that is on the way out and people start realizing.
Oxfam's pricey though, isn't it? Oxfam, okay.
Yeah,
you sound like a tramp saying that.
Their sleeping bags Oxfam are extortionate.
Oxfam's fucking well expensive, mate.
Cardboard boxes are extortionate.
But yeah, it, I mean, I suppose I reckon it does depend on the area.
Definitely.
It depends on the area and I reckon the staff, because surely the staff set the prices.
Yeah.
If you get one who doesn't know what the brand, like that nudie jumper I got for £6, whoever put the price on that didn't know that jacket, that jumper would cost you £90 normally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if anything, it's rude. I should have said to him, you know, you can get probably £20 for this.
Just... I accidentally took a big bag of my son's brand new clothes. You know, like... You know, like True Religion, that brand.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
super yeah. expensive, right, man. Yeah. Like £150 jeans. But his mum said, oh, can you take the charity stuff to the... And I'll leave it in the hallway.
Yeah.
She put that bag with them.
Oh, come on. That's
like,
that
it
is,
was so not my fault.
No, that is absolutely...
And yeah, and I rang the charity shop and they said, oh, we've shipped it out to... Like, they definitely had it on.
Yeah, all the staff are just 100%. Dressed at nines when you walk in.
I mean, there was a good few things in there, man.
There's got to be like... I mean, again, I reckon they shouldn't, and morally it'd be wrong, but I do think...
They definitely take stuff.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%. They have the first rummage, I reckon.
But in a lot of them, I wouldn't... You know, a lot of charity shop volunteers don't look like the sort who would wear...
I don't know, man. My experience,
clothes.
Though, like, charity shop volunteers are fucking annoying people.
Oh, man.
They're the worst.
I will say, though, there's a few places... There's a couple of ones I've been in where I've got... I've been in twice or so over a fortnight and I've seen different members of staff and they do that thing where they... you know, it's almost like work placements for people with quite, you know, severe learning difficulties.
Yeah, yeah, that's well insulting to them. if they're not.
No,
they're listening and like, oh, he comes into our shop, yeah. What? that nice man who comes into the shop, come over here. If they're at work or say. They're all spastics.
Oh, no. But I you can't say that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
but yeah, that's there's some like that, and yeah, that's... You know, it's good. It's good that I think that's a good thing that shops do. You do it. Supermarkets do it, and it's a necessary and helpful thing for everyone.
Yeah, except for me when I'm getting served. Come on, bro. Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Can we get someone on the tilt bet? No, really. No, yeah.
That's how I started working here as a charity.
That's it. We gave it to you. We're like, oh, look at this poor boy. Saw this poor boy working at Vauxhall Comedy. Get him in the studio.
Let's help him out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give him some responsibility.
Mm. What sort of charities do you go? What charity shops do you go to? What's your favourites?
Cancer research.
In terms of it, that's one you'll support. You like
fan
the cause.
Of cancer.
Oh, yeah, I love cancer. Well, actually, yeah, some of them have.
It's taken away some of my worst enemies.
Some of them are bad. Like, some of them, they don't give as much as you're supposed to. Some of them, like, were boycotted. Like, I can't remember if cancer research was actually.
Well, cancer research obviously is quite a tricky one for vegans, you know, on a
technical
level.
Because they can
make
a serious profit, and they've got their tax write offs because they're charities, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they can make bare profit. Like, if the CEO's a billionaire, you know that.
Yes.
They're
But on a technical level, you know, vegan cancer. As a vegan, you know, cancer research does sit quite, you know, uncomfortably with me, because obviously, you know, they're sort of it's cancer research.
They test all the clothes out on animals.
Well, no, it's cancer research. Obviously, when the actual cancer research side of it do test on animals.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm against that.
I think that's
morally.
Why. Yeah, but they've got some great.
It's
stuff
a tricky there. One, isn't it? but look at that jumper. Great, I mean, come on. Yeah. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because if they're saving humans' lives, that's a grey area, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
But if they're just testing some lipstick out. You know what I mean?
But even then, I think, you know, the argument is, why is a human's life more important than an animal?
That's the debate.
I don't think they are. I think, you know, my that's why I'm vegan, is I don't think we are, you know, more important. That's, you know, I understand we're more sentient and we're more, you know, evolved, but I don't think that doesn't mean you're more important.
I think I'm more important than humans.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. I think on an individual level, yeah, but I think when you actually zoom out, unless you're like a religious person, I don't really think.
I think if that was put to the vote, though, in England, like, most people would think that we are more important, than a rat.
And you'd argue that is the ego that comes with
being a bad
evolution.
Man. Being great.
Yeah. That's like being like sort
it's
of
hard being the best.
Evolved to the sort of slight top of the, I say top of the food chain. Top of the food chain when we've got all our tools and weapons. Being going to win a fight with most animals one-on-one. But like, I think it comes with an ego where it makes you think you're more important than you are.
But we'd win against them with our brains, wouldn't we? Our teamwork and make our spears.
Not about, so. I mean, one-on-one you wouldn't know, nah. Would you? One-on-one, you and a bear, you're fucked.
Yeah, mate.
You and a tiger, you and a, like, most animals would
I'm going to play
you
dead.
You and a fucking and fox,
I'm
going to
play dead by being
fox,
dead.
Probably do you.
What about insects?
I wouldn't eat or use insects for stuff, but...
Because people say as well, like, vegetables, they're sprayed with insecticide, aren't they? So the insects are getting killed for vegetables.
Yeah. There's that's one of the problems with modern farming, isn't it?
Yeah.
But again, you can sort of be against. Well, there's an idea you should try and.
Some people
buy
only
locally
eat apples that have fallen from a tree. They don't pick them.
I met a fruitarian once.
Well, they only eat fruit.
Only eats fruit.
Healthy.
That doesn't have to just fall from the tree. I think he's allowed to pick it out of the tree. He was an old guy in Cairns.
He looked old.
He was Hannah's school friend. When she was growing up, his dad was a fruitarian, and he moved up to Cairns in the sort of northeast of Australia, sort of tropical, and lived up in the forest. Like, there's a place called Karanda. It's a village up in the forest.
Stealing fruit.
And no, but he set up a fruit cafe where he just basically sold. He made like nice drinks and fruit drinks, and he made sun-dried fruits. And we went to visit. We were in the area, and we popped in. And we had like the best fruit I've ever eaten.
I bet it's nice, man.
And he was a guy.
Where's he getting his protein?
Fruit's got protein, hasn't
it?
Yeah. Just not a lot, but if you're eating it all day, you can survive. You know what I mean? You can survive on.
Steve Jobs was a fruitarian.
Was he?
Now he's dead. So that didn't work out, did it?
Yeah, kidney. He had some sort of cancer, but he refused to get any traditional like medical.
Oh,
help.
He did. Yeah,
he refused to go to a doctor. Like, he only did herbal and spiritual.
That's not. I mean, come on. Yeah. You're allowed to sort of.
R.I.P.
Yeah. But this guy was healthy as shit, man. This guy had been a fruitarian for years, 20, 30 years.
It's got so much vitamins and stuff in it, but I would have thought that you needed a bit more protein.
But it depends what you're doing. If you're exercising, maybe. Yeah. But if you're just a guy who's just running a little fruit cafe,
nuts.
You'll
you
be
probably
fine.
Probably ate a lot of nuts.
Did he eat nuts?
I don't know, actually.
If it was just fruit, yeah.
I don't know if he was a I reckon he
may have had a little top up or something,
but he wouldn't eat anything. He wouldn't have eaten
steak.
Anything sort of processed or anything like or any yeah, he would, yeah. Definitely wouldn't have eaten meat or dairy or any of that
it's
stuff.
Definitely healthier, isn't it, like organic, you know, picking it yourself.
Well, there's a guy, again, a friend of my wife's family's he lived on potatoes, only potatoes for a year. He did a thing about it. It was like a charity thing. Mm. He lost loads of weight and he ended up writing a book, I think. And he was called like the Potato Guy.
And Mr. Potato Head.
Just Google Australian man lives on potatoes for a year. And he lost loads of weight because he was quite big as well. And he just did it as like some mad challenge.
I wonder how many he had a day, like about 7.
I mean, and I think he could prepare them in various different ways. It wasn't just like eating them like apples.
Didn't just have chips for a year.
But I think,
he lost 117 pounds.
Yeah.
Was he overweight before then or...?
Is there a before and after photo? Can we have a look at a before and after photo?
Yeah, I'll find one. He weighed 334.
I mean, you definitely lose weight.
I don't understand pounds. Less calories. Because it's not the 70s. Oh, here he is. He's a hairy guy.
Well, most people do pounds, don't they, except for us.
What a hairy chest he's got.
Should have shaved his chest, bruv.
It looks more hairy as he's lost weight because the hair's less dispersed.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It looks good, though.
If he kept losing weight and got really skinny, it would just look like he's got a T-shirt on.
That's him eating a potato.
There he is. Yeah, he just lived on potatoes for a year. Yeah.
I wonder what was his thinking behind that?
I don't know. Well, you can do it. That's why, famously, the Irish population like rocketed in the Middle Ages up until the potato famine, or the Great Hunger, as it's actually known, because they only... most sort of, sort of poor... underclasses in the Middle Ages lived on one type of food. Like the English peasants lived on bread.
Yeah.
And they'd get the odd lot of fruit and veg and that, but like bread was the main source of food. And that was sort of the standard across Europe. And that's why population levels stayed pretty low, because it's not a very nutritious diet.
Yeah.
The Irish had potatoes obviously come in from, well, we had potatoes here, but it was such a good agricultural land island that potatoes became this massive crop everywhere. So everyone, the peasants in Ireland lived on potatoes almost exclusively instead of bread, and it became like this healthiest peasant class in Europe. And their population ballooned up to 9 million in the 1700s.
And then there was the famine.
And then the famine came, where sort of there was this there was a disease that got into the potato crops of Europe and basically ruined any. If that was your main staple of food, then you just were fucked, basically. So it wiped out. 1 million people died of starvation and 2 million left Ireland. And the population never recovered. The population is now only 6 million. It's never recovered for like hundreds of years.
Fucking hell. Yeah. I need to bang more. apparently, bananas don't grow naturally. So it's plantain, and bananas were kind of an offshoot from that. And it was like, oh, these are much more edible. We can just peel them and eat them. So they cloned the banana plant.
Well, isn't broccoli and cauliflower there?
So every banana has got the same DNA or the same structure to it, because it's just cloned.
Ah.
They don't grow naturally.
And I think, broccoli, cauliflower, they're not real. They're sort of...
Are they?
They're crossbred that were created by men. Not in like... When people say that, it feels like you're talking about laboratories.
Like hybrids.
But I'm talking
things.
Hundreds of years ago, people just... When you cross-pollinate different seeds and things, I think they created broccoli. What's the science on that, Lucas?
Yeah, you're right. It's
crossbred. What is it? What was it originally though? Like, does it say how it was made? What it was?
A tree and a Brussels sprout.
Yeah, Julian got it right. No, it doesn't. I can't find
it. A tree
and
his eldest born kid.
You can get a broccoli flower as well.
That's why is it
broccoli and a cauliflower.
That's why it doesn't agree with some people, because it isn't actually a fully natural.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it? Bananas cruciferous don't
vegetables.
Either, do they?
Yeah, some people have real trouble with cruciferous vegetables. Oh. It really gets a gut going, bit of gas. For me, I love it, mate.
Yeah, they're good for you, man.
I love a bit of broccoli. Love a bit of cauliflower.
Some people get like stomach problems, though, don't they? Even with vegetables.
That would be fun. I mean, obviously, people have got Crohn's disease and shit. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't have like. Isn't it fibres the one that fucks them up? That would be such a horrible condition to have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially as a vegan, because like, what are you checking the group for questions?
Yeah.
You're just checking broccoli, something else.
Broccoli comes from cabbage.
What is it?
A wild cabbage.
Broccoli comes from a wild cabbage.
Called Brassica oleraca.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I love cabbage. I'm going to say that. And I know it sounds like...
That can give man's wind, though, innit?
It can do, yeah. But
make man's fart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make man stink of shit.
Can make man's batty loose. I love it. But obviously, there's different types, but I do. I love a.
What a red one you like?
I like red cabbage. Yeah. But weirdly, I prefer red cabbage raw and prefer green cabbage cooked.
How do you cook it?
Loads of different ways. You can sort
boil
of
it.
Nah, I wouldn't boil cabbage. Really? I'm not my gran.
Oh.
I tend to saute it.
As what does that mean?
Fry it.
put a bit of salt on it.
You can put a salt if you want. If I'm sauteing veg,
that's what
saute
meant. I
tend not to use salt. I tend to use a bit of soy sauce. So obviously you get the salt content, but you also get a bit of liquid to sort of give it a bit of.
What, and you stick it in a frying pan with a bit of oil? A
little bit of oil. Get the pan hot. Your oil. Often if I'm cooking, I'll use like a sesame oil if I'm frying up veg.
Smells quite strong when it's cooking.
Quite strong, but it's also got a higher burning point than your olive oils. So it doesn't burn as bad.
And you just stick it in the pan and fry it like...
Chop it up.
Like a bit of
bacon. Chuck it in. Yeah, just fry it. But I'll normally shred it like quite fine if I'm frying up some cabbage. And then in a bit of soy sauce, sometimes a little bit of water. And then I'll chuck a lid over it quickly just to steam it for a minute.
And then put it on the plate.
And then put it on a plate. And then I'll put it in my mouth with a fork. And I'll chew it for a bit. And then I'll swallow it into my belly. And then my belly will take out all the nutrients. And then it will come out my ass as shit.
Come out a big gassy fart.
The end. That's how you cook food.
You flush the toilet, yeah.
I then flush the toilet and then it goes through the
wipe
pipes.
Wipe my bum.
Sitting or standing?
Sitting, please.
Yeah?
What
do you have
standing?
Do you have a crouch?
What do you mean standing? Do you stand to shit?
No, not to shit, to wipe.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's what kind of shits are you doing, man?
I mean, you got a bend, though, ain't you?
Yeah, you got a bend, but
show us how you do.
Do you know what? I think I used to stand, and as I've got into my 40s, I now lean forward.
And cry.
And just get sort of...
And just
create a gap to like just get in there and I
wipe
stay
it on
seated.
The door.
Just wipe it on the rim of the toilet like that.
Just can't reach around. It's just my shoulder mobility. Just normally just go along the carpet like a dog. Put a bit of shake and vac down after.
That's why do you stand to wipe?
Yeah, well, I was
fully stand. Obviously, you sort of like slightly get a bit of an angle though. You don't stand up straight like you're
your tallest.
Yeah, I got a tilt. I crouch a little bit.
Great posture.
Yeah. But have you ever used one of them like Indian style toilets where you just sort of crouch over it?
No, but I know
what they're called.
Yeah.
Gutters.
Well, they're over there, they're just called toilets.
What they're called sidewalks.
They don't use toilet paper either. They just use their hand, don't they?
With water, yeah, with obviously. Water. Not just your hand, then walk around with shit on
it. And then they wash their hand afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why they don't eat with their left hand.
Yes, because you use your right for your batty.
Okay, that would make me sick.
But they, obviously, in the Middle East and stuff, where it's all hot, like the bum taps, like they think we're disgusting for using toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because you are just smearing shit around
your bum.
That's
why you've got to buy the wipes, man.
I know, but they're bad for the environment, man.
They're not. They're the flushable ones.
Yeah, but even the flushable ones are still going into the sewers, aren't they? Yeah.
I've got a squeaky clean butty, though.
But you should. Ultimately, the Middle Eastern technique of the ass taps is the best way. That's
what,
the most,
like a bidet?
Yeah.
A bidet style, yeah, but the ones where you go like...
I bet it is.
Japanese toilets. You know,
Japanese toilets, obviously, out, are very good.
Get some soap
and
on there as well.
And they dry it as well.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
the best thing about them. Dry. So obviously, then you need to give it a little courtesy wipe to dry.
Do they just do it with the water or do they soap it up a bit? Nice and
clean.
Just
water, but nice warm water just right up your bum hole.
I'd have a wank. I went to a ramen restaurant. I didn't even know it was going to be like that. It just started.
Oh, if it's a surprise, that's the scariest thing on earth.
Well, you didn't know the toilet was going to do that.
No.
That would be
You're
so.
Like, who the fuck is that?
That's the guy. He's blowing
They're keen.
You can buy them as an attachment. Yeah. You can buy the ones that, like, you don't have to buy a whole toilet. You can buy an attachment that connects to your toilet seat.
How do you plug it into the water?
I think you plumb
it into the water.
You don't have
machine.
To plumb it in because I know somebody. It's something you can do yourself.
Fill it up with water.
I don't think maybe you do actually. Let's have a little Google.
Nice Evian.
What would you say? How would we say this? Attachable bidet.
Bum cleaner.
Attachable bum cleaner. Because I think there is ones you can buy. They're not crazy expensive and you just attach it. And then you basically have like a Japanese toilet at home. without having to get a whole new toilet. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? What have we got? What have we found?
Did we get any?
Oh, they're quite.
Yeah, we've got some questions on the group. We'll get into those in 1 second, but I just want to see what these toilets are saying.
Public bit.
This is a public. Hello. So how does this work?
I might get one, man.
Yeah, it's like a seat. Yeah, you just put it on and then...
So where does the water come from? Or does it attach into the system?
I guess it connects.
I suppose it connects to the system, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right. This is good.
This one's fancy.
Ooh.
And how much is that? 600 quid,
but that's a fancy one. You can definitely get cheaper.
They can kiss my arse. They can clean my arse.
It should be a man comes over and licks my mum.
But you're saying 600 quid. I mean, it's, you know...
You could get someone to lick your bum for like 50 quid, I reckon.
It's more like 30 nowadays.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you dropped to the rates?
times is hard.
Yeah.
Lockdown. Is that friends and family?
Yeah, that's mates' rates.
But yeah, because in terms of the Indian toilets where you squat, it takes.
It's a better posture to squat.
Well, you're meant to, weirdly. Because at home,
I'm shitting now.
Twyla's got we've got a toilet seat for her.
Yeah.
And we've got a little stool in front of the toilet that she can step on.
You put your feet on it.
I put my feet on it to raise my knees. And I've been doing that for, for over a year or so. And it just, it creates that shape that is so much better for your doo-doos.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Some people stand on the toilet seat and squat.
Imagine you walked in on that, man. You'd be like, what the... Lock the fucking
door, mate.
Like a vampire.
Like you're going to jump out a window. Changing a light bulb, mate.
But yeah, I do recommend a raised feet position for poos. Okay, let's go to the group, shall we? Oh my god, why are we talking about poo so much?
Don't know.
Where's that group? There was quite a few questions kicking around on it. Somebody's asked about, will I'm a Celebrity make or break Sean? For those that don't know, Sean Walsh will be going into the jungle, which is, I don't know, will it make or break? I don't think it'll make or break. I think he'll do fine out of it. I don't think he'll win it. I think to win it, you've got to be somebody who's very upbeat, there's a certain type of person who wins I'm a Celebrity. You've got to be a real character. I think Sean is very funny, but he's also, he's emotionally, he can be up and down. So I think when it gets tough, I think he's going to be a bit grumpy. And I don't think he's going to have the...
Where he knows the cameras are on, I suppose.
That's what he needs. But the thing is, you don't know. And also, my fear is you're at the behest of the producers.
Yeah.
And I don't think...
Editing and stuff.
I absolutely don't think they're going to try and stitch him up. I don't think they're going to try and make him look bad at all. But I just think someone like Mike Tindall strikes me as somebody who's going to win it.
Who is he?
He's an ex-rugby player. And now he's married to a royal, isn't he?
Oh, everyone thinks it's going to be the lioness.
Yeah, or her. Yeah, I think
she's a football player.
So I think there's people that have sort of got the approval ratings going in. They're big names, very popular. I think it's going to be hard to beat them. So I think Sean will do fine, but I don't think he'll win it. It'd be funny if he had a full-on meltdown. I don't want that to happen because he's been through enough, but it would be the irony of him going into another thing, having finally got back on his feet and sort of, and he just totally fucks it. It's absolutely just bangs.
I think he'll go in there, Mike Tindall. His head clear.
He's in the best mental shape he's ever been in since I've known him. So I think he's primed for it more than he ever has been. But I just think it's such a hard... I don't like the show. I hate it. I think it's...
I might watch it, though. What time is it on?
I don't know. It's on like most nights.
I think he's a good guy, isn't he?
Well, that's it. Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's likeable. And
hopefully that comes across.
Yes. I'd love to do it. Would you do it?
Morally, I wouldn't do it.
I can't
do the challenges. That's why I'm morally against it as a show. I think it's wrong that they do those
things. They're fucking eating live things, isn't they?
Yeah.
What about Big Brother?
I wouldn't do any of them. I hate when bloody someone tweets me, let alone cameras watching me all day. Literally, sometimes somebody replies to one of my tweets and I'm like, oh, fuck off. why is everyone getting in my face, man?
You reply to that, do you, saying that?
Just fuck off. And not, it's purely based on how...
So they let you shower without cameras?
Yeah. That's why you're not going to do it. I'll only do it if you get them cameras on my little...
I want one camera dedicated to my winkle. It's got to zoom in, mate.
Would you do it?
I'd do it, yeah. I didn't think about the vegan thing, though, but I would like to do it. It'd be a good challenge. Oh,
I don't know. I'd hate it. I don't like
being in the
TV.
Woods.
I'd do it without camera. I'd just do it. I'd like to live in the woods for a month, but that's a different story.
I'd prefer the woods than, I don't know, the Big Brother house looks quite lush, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know. Again, I just wouldn't. I don't want to be around people all the time. That's
and
the
they
thing.
Definitely throw a few annoying cunts
in. Oh, my God. Matt Hancock's going into the jungle. Sean, I'll tell you, here's
the thing. They might become best mates with Sean.
Here's the thing. Sean could make himself a national hero and I think win it if he just absolutely ironed out Matt Hancock on day one.
They met, didn't they, in a lift?
Yeah.
Vittorio said on his podcast.
Yeah.
But imagine if Hancock walked in and Sean just fucking nutted him and went, you cunt, you fucking ruined this country.
Or just dug him out about lockdown and all
that. I think, yeah, that is the trick. If Sean, maybe... We can sort of telepathically
I wouldn't know what
to
say
to
if I was. I'd be like, you did something. Like, I know the country, you'd get on the country's nerd. I wouldn't know how to address it or what he did.
Well, basically,
read up first, and so I knew and go in there.
You know, he was giving out contracts to his mates.
All that
crisis. He was getting off with somebody behind his wife's
back. He might have a clause.
While telling people they can't see their fucking families in hospital.
Yeah. I bet he has a clause in his contract, though, that nothing like that could be aired if you really grilled
him. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Right. But I reckon if Sean just punched him in the head.
He could
really hide the black eye. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be so weird. Yeah. I reckon Hancock's... I think he shouldn't be allowed on it, but that's a different story altogether. Somebody said, any recent casting tapes we need to know about?
See. I did a...
You did one.
EastEnders.
I saw that on the email. For some reason, did you send it to the Two Vegan Idiots email address? Or did... I got an email and I was like, what's this? And then I looked and it was on the TVI email and it's a casting for you for EastEnders. I forgot to message you.
That's so weird.
I don't know if you forwarded it by accident or something. I didn't read it. I didn't actually read any of the stuff. So you've not broken any confidentiality.
Oh,
it wasn't the video. It was just the actual email about the casting.
Oh, that's all right. I thought it was the video.
No. Oh, yeah, the video I've put on YouTube.
I sent it to the Vegan Idiots because... that was the one that was open. I had to have that open.
Oh, yeah.
So, I needed to print it out.
It just came up on my laptop because I've got that as a, yeah. But anyway, how did you do it?
I did it. I wouldn't say that I could have done better.
Right, okay.
They wanted me naked. And I didn't get...
Did you really have to be?
Yeah.
They actually wanted you naked.
It's from EastEnders?
Yeah.
Is it EastEnders like in the city at night or something?
Well, in the, they don't see your willy and that, but in the, in the scene, I'm like a lodger and like kind of into drum and bass, a bit naturey. I just walk around the house naked.
Right.
It's a bit inappropriate.
Yeah. It's quite funny. I like that.
The first scene was there was three scenes. The middle one, I just took my top off.
Yeah, that's all right.
So they could see a bit.
You're happy with that. You've done that on Instagram.
But on a little bit of shoulder, really.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get naked, you know what I mean? I was thinking of like, putting some pants on, but it's a bit much, isn't it? Also, you don't want to send that to your agent at Avalon.
All right. I think it'd be all right.
Just like, here you go. And I'm fucking misread it.
So how many scenes did you have to do?
Three.
Fucking hell, it's quite a lot. That's for a self-tape. It's quite a lot.
Yeah, that was just the audition. A minute each scene, I guess.
That's still a fair bit. That's a fair bit. Well, I suppose it's EastEnders. It's a big show, so you must got to show your range. And how did you weren't too happy with it?
I could have got off page better. I weren't off. Like I left it to the last minute, and then I was away for the weekend. And then
did you have anyone reading with you?
Yeah. Got a friend to Paul Dudridge did the other side. Okay. Yeah, on Zoom.
Right.
Did he see you in your pants?
Yeah, well, my shot, like, it was only like the top half, yeah. He's seen me in my pants loads of times. But, yeah, it was all right.
That's good.
It's fun to do. I just need to know, for the next one, I'm going to get off script 100%.
Yeah.
Just know the lines. That's the main thing. If I'm reading, it's dog shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's night and day.
The only ones I think you can sort of cheat it is ones where you're saying it to camera. Like, and if you're doing something to camera, what you can do, I've done it for tapes before where you download a teleprompter.
Yeah, I had one.
And you literally can just read it and like, you'd be looking at the camera. So that's a way of cheating. But Somebody says, who's this? RB said, where do you see yourself in 15 years other than attending Julian's 40th birthday party? Really funny. 15 years, what will I be? 55. I think I'll be
dead.
I won't be dead, but I reckon I'll be living somewhere like Australia.
Yeah.
I reckon I won't be doing comedy anymore.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll just be fucking gone, mate.
You'll still be gigging, though, yeah?
Nah. Hey, I just got that. Yeah, I'll just be one of them middle-aged shit comedians.
I'll just be talking on stage.
Yeah, and then moaning about why I'm not alive at the Apollo.
After you've died at the last 100 gigs.
Literally do 2 gigs a month, both at like the fucking one at the downstairs at the King's Head, another like, you know, just sort of
great
gigs you've been in. Yeah, great. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, you know, you've been around so long, you can only do a couple of gigs, but they're very loyal.
Yeah.
And then you're still like, yeah, they still rate you. Yeah. Even though you'll just die at their gig. You're like, I don't get it, mate. I just, the store don't really reply to my emails anymore. But yeah.
Can you get me in at Top Secret?
Yeah, I know Mark from back in the day.
I have tried to get people in at Top Secret. Mark don't really...
Well, don't, yeah.
He has to see people.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? I've tried.
But 15 years, yeah, I genuinely I struggle to see myself being a 55-year-old doing stand-up.
I'm just going to be the same, probably, a bit more wrinkly, maybe.
Yeah.
Unless I've got a good skincare routine.
Yeah. What about, would you think you'll still be doing stand-up in 15 years?
I won't be driving all over the country.
No.
No, because no one's going to book me by then. But I won't
After
be driving.
Allegations.
Do you want to be doing stand-up in 15 years?
I'll do it in a different capacity, maybe. I'll be tour, maybe.
Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
I'm all right, bro.